and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Quick Heal Technologies Limited's Q4 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Anuj Sonpal, CEO, Valerium Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valerium Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Quick Heal Technologies Limited. On behalf of the company, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the fourth quarter and full year ended of financial year 2023. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decisions. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We have with us today Mr. Kailash Katkar, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Sanjay Katkar, Joint Managing Director and CTO, Mr. Naveen Sharma, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Kailash Katkar to give his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon and a warm welcome everyone to our quarterly earning conference call to discuss the result and the business update for the fourth quarter of financial year 2023. Through more than 25 years of our efforts, we have successfully been able to build trust by educating and empowering customers to protect themselves through offering of Quick Heal and Securite. Our purpose is clear: simplifying cybersecurity. This is not only a business objective for us, but also a moral responsibility that we carry on our shoulders. In Q4 financial year 23, our enterprise business continued to grow sustainably while marking 11th straight quarter delivery year-on-year growth for the segment. We believe to command dominant market leadership in the sub-500 endpoint market segment by now. Very recently, we became the first and the only Indian company to have collaborated with National Institute of Standards and Technologies, that is NIST, which is a US-based National Cybersecurity Center of Excellence, that is NCCOE, for the data classification project alongside technology gains like giant like Google and Adobe NIST is a US government organization focused on cybersecurity. This is the remarkable achievement as we take India to the global stage and inspire many other companies to follow suit. Half year two, that is H2 of the year, financial year 23, saw a sudden contraction of spend in the IT software category majorly due to instability of macroeconomic variables. The consumer business saw decline in revenue but are more short-term in nature. Our key focus during this period is to maintain the market share that we command while developing future levers of growth. We are in the right industry where the world is seeking massive digital evolution, while some part of the business might be under stress. For one more quarter, we will continue to invest in R&D and sales and marketing for our long-term success. Through these efforts, we have pivoted ourselves from the consumer antivirus player to the holistic cybersecurity player with new age products under our umbrella. Now I request Sanjay to talk through the business segment and our strategic direction. Over to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Kailash. Good afternoon, everyone. The core of our current enterprise business is EPS as a product for the SMBs in Indian geography. So we have created a dominant leadership in our core and looking to expand through two levers initially. So one is like increase wallet share within the existing customers and expanding the customer segment. So our flagship EPS achieved perfect score in all six cycles around the year in the areas of product lines are broadly bucketed into three categories: endpoint, zero trust, and data privacy. We have onboarded more than 20 customers for our newly launched products in the space of EDR and XDR. We are looking to address a large pie of customer needs through these expanded offerings and grab a greater share of wallet within the customer's overall cybersecurity spend. We are in the process of attending a similar product market fit for our zero trust and data privacy products. We are establishing the same for all these products and are expecting revenues to flow in from Q2 of coming year. And as Kailash mentioned earlier, we believe to command a dominant market leadership in the SMB segment. And we have delivered over 100 crore revenue in this segment for FY23. Growing at over 20% CAGR in the last 3 years. We are looking at expanding organically in the mid-size enterprise and government segment, which presents similar opportunity size individually for us to cater to. Through both the levers combined, our addressable opportunity increases to 5 to 6 times, which we would be looking to capture gradually. While we keep investing in new lines of products in the enterprise segment, we remain committed to protect our customers in the consumer segment in areas of privacy, protection, and performance. The consumer business, which started 25 years ago, has been the cash cow segment for us, and we are witnessing a temporary downside in this business as evident from our financial performance. I would now request Naveen to take you through the financials for the quarter. Over to you, Naveen.
Thank you, Sanjay, and good afternoon, everyone. The financial results for the quarter may not be exciting, but was expected, as we had mentioned on our previous calls. If we delve deeper into both the segments, the enterprise business continues to be in the growth path, delivering QOQ growth for nearly 3 years now, and the consumer business experiencing a temporary contraction. The consolidated revenues for the quarter stood around Rs. 49 crores, which degrew by 52% on a YOY basis. For full year FY23, the consolidated revenues stood around Rs. 278 crores, which represents a degrowth of 19%. Approximately two-thirds of the revenue for the year came from consumer segment, whereas one-third from enterprise and government. As I have mentioned in previous call, the stagnancy in the market coupled with low demand pull from the consumer is creating a period of stress in the distribution channel. We believe this to be temporary in nature and will start to see positive signs starting Q2 of FY24. During the period, we have been working on improving the quality of revenue in terms of receivable outstanding and cost optimization. We have been able to reduce our receivable by 29 days to 114 days this year and now stands at pre-pandemic levels. With all the cost optimization measures that we have taken in the organization, our total expenditure for the quarter saw a reduction of 12 crores on QOQ basis. We will continue to work on these measures going forward to revive profitability. EBITDA for the quarter stands negative, largely due to the top-line degrowth in the consumer business. We will continue to invest for our long-term win as our balance sheet is strong and we are a zero debt company. It is important to note that our gross margins for the quarter and full year continue to remain strong and constant versus previous years at over 95% levels. We have proposed a dividend of ₹2.5 per share to continue rewarding our shareholders for the trust that they have bestowed on us. With that, I would like to open the call for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Sameer Dalal with Natwarlal & Sons, Stockbrokers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So I actually had a question. You know, you talked about the fact that you had expected the retail side of the business to slow down, and that is where the problem lies. Can you give us reasonings why you believe that why you were expecting, one, the retail side to slow down, and two, what is the reason for the slowdown? Because at the end of the day, you have a yearly renewal kind of a situation. So are you saying that people are not renewing? So is your market share contracting? What exactly is going on, and why such a drastic drop that is there in this segment?
So we believe, this is Sanjay here, we believe that there is a temporary contraction in the market due to lower IT spending across globe owing to like a microeconomic worldwide, but this is deemed to revive. Regarding the market share.
But this is the retail segment, this is not the corporate segment. The IT spending reduction you're talking of is on the corporate side. We are talking of retail side here.
Yeah, I can understand. The thing is, when I'm saying overall category itself has and the decline in this spending on PC segment has affected the overall sale of our product. See, even though it is enterprise category, our consumer product also caters to micro segment wherein there are 4, 5 or 8, 9, 10 PCs. Small offices, they still go for consumer products, which has also affected us. And regarding the market share, there's no data available readily, but I'll say we do still command a market leading position, and it is too early to comment on this. Like, we are experiencing this for the first time, but we have been seeing this from last quarter, and we are taking all the steps to make sure what we can do to overcome this situation.
So you are saying that even in the renewal side, because of whatever difficulties, people are using the computers without antiviruses, you're saying. The renewals for you have been that low.
Renewals are happening, but renewals are happening in delayed, actually. They're like not immediately after expiry.
Okay. And when do you say you expect this to bounce back, or do you think that a lot of these smaller businesses will now come into your enterprise side, or they'll continue to take your retail side? And how does the pricing differ for the two?
Pricing means overall remains the same. In fact, enterprise is little bit the pricing is improving, the ARPU on the enterprise side, but the point is people or businesses which are of the micro size, which are like, I'll say less than 10 PCs, I don't see them moving to enterprise side. They'll still remain on the consumer side itself because their needs and demands for the features is basically handled by the individual consumer products, actually. And I think we should, anticipating this to bounce back in the Q2 of this financial year.
So one more quarter, you're going to probably have similar kind of, and I mean, if you can give some thought process on how the first 15 days of the current quarter have gone, are you seeing any change or it's still the same?
Usually, first 15 days you don't see, because most of the time March ending, because when it comes to the consumer product, most of the it passes from tier 1, tier 2, tier 3. So there is a shelf life for the product. And most of the buying happens in the quarter like Q4. It has a big buying process. So immediately after completing the year, like, you know, after completing the 31st March, you don't see any change in the buying. It takes a bit time to pick up the sales in consumer market, actually.
Okay, I'll come back in queue. Thanks.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Guneet Singh from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. So, in FY23, two-thirds of revenue came from the consumer business. And I just have a concern regarding the direction of antivirus business, because if we look at the technological advancements and like if we talk about the antivirus business 10 years ago, then everyone was familiar with antivirus, and even I was a purchaser of antivirus and used it on my personal computer. But right now, with the kind of updates in, if you talk about a Windows or an Apple computer, they come up with regular bug fixes and updates. And even if we talk about the Internet Explorer or Google Chrome, they are mostly immune to Internet. So, I mean, for example, if you ask someone who started using computers recently, they would not even be aware of the concept of antivirus. So, going forward, I think the only major target or the major concern for someone taking up antivirus would be corporates who would want data protection or would want to protect their data, because that is the only target that we see these days. So, I mean, per se, the consumer business looks like it might get redundant in the coming years because of the factors I mentioned. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on this, and what is the way forward for consumer business, because it still contributes two-thirds of our revenues?
Yes, so you rightly mentioned about the situation that currently the consumer business is going through. But on the future of this, I'll say we have seen this business for more than 25 years now. There is always such cycle where the operating system starts delivering updates and things wherein it makes it more secure. But it's like after certain time, again the threats catch up and they come up with the technology, I mean to say, ways to penetrate the well-secured OS. And so malware industry also keeps on evolving. So I mean to say, if you see the history, it was earlier there were viruses, then it came worms, then started seeing different attacks like phishing attacks, ransomware. And now if you see, there are a lot of different kind of threats that are coming up, and this is, I mean to say, we are going through the evolution phase. So it's not going to be like a consumer market will completely diminish. It will evolve into a newer segment or a completely different kind of threats we'll start seeing. And then again, operating system protection will still not be enough, because threats are not going to be only towards like protecting the operating system core. There will be threats like currently, as we see the evolving ransomware attacks or evolving fraudulent activities, which are about like scam related things. So this will evolve, and products will also evolve, and accordingly the market will evolve. So that's what we believe, and we are onto that, wherein we are having good enough research and analysis team which works on that part of the evolving business and trying to evolve our product line as well to make sure that we remain on top of the threats that are going to come, actually. So that's what I feel for the consumer market. And at the same time, yeah, enterprise is still a big market for us, and we have a lot to achieve on the enterprise front as there are different segments and we have more product lines to come out actually. Yeah.
Okay. But my biggest concern is that if you spoke about it 10 years ago, everyone used to use an antivirus, but right now I hardly hear someone subscribing to an antivirus subscription or, opting for it. So, and most of the attacks that we hear, cybersecurity attacks, are basically on bigger enterprises only for data which is sold in the black market. Or, like you mentioned, most of the attacks by hackers are on big enterprises. So, I mean, going forward, in terms of your revenue contribution, what do you expect the contribution from the consumer business and the enterprise business per se? Because even if we look at the growth for QuickHeal, it has mostly been driven by the enterprise segment. So, I mean, what kind of contribution do you expect going forward?
Yeah, so as we are seeing, enterprise has been giving us a growth for even last for 3 years. If you see, it has grown 20% CAGR. So definitely we see more scope for enterprise, and that's where in last at least 18 months we have been investing heavily into enterprise products, and lot of new product launches we have done in last couple of quarters, and we are quite with respect to enterprise, I mean, grabbing more market share from the enterprise cybersecurity market and the product lines that we have already launched. So gradually we are seeing our products are achieving market fit, and we have started also getting customers on board for the newer products that we launched a couple of quarters back. And we see enterprise to reach at least 50% or more in at least next 4 to 6 quarters, tentatively, actually.
All right. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants to ask a question, please press star and one on the touchtone telephone. Our next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi everyone, good evening. I just start from the follow-up of the previous question the previous participant asked. I'm audible, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, we'd like to know what would be the net revenue for FY24 and FY25, because we've been struggling with the 300 CR revenue mark since quite a long time. So, is this the year FY24 that we'll see this benchmark crossing 300 CR?
Yeah, hi Aditya, this is Naveen. Fundamentally, we don't give guidance on any of the numbers, be it revenue or cost, etc. But one thing what I can say that this year, H2 particularly, the slowdown was something which was unexpected. It was while we were expecting, but we were not expecting the tune to which the slowdown has happened in H2. Next year would be year of revival. And we will, 300 crores, so certainly it will cross. It will have decent numbers.
Okay, thank you for that. And now I'd like to come to the research and development expenses. Like, obviously these are investments and these are capex for QuickHeal. So I assume that once the products are launched, that is, all the products will be launched in H2 FY24. So post that, what will be the research and development expense in absolute terms?
So some of the products will get launched in H1 and some of the products will get launched in H2.
Yeah.
But this is something like, you know, the 1.0, 2.0 versions. And to really make product full-fledged, you need to keep on adding a lot of features to make sure that you are compatible with the international players. I'm talking about the new products which we are developing. So till we will continue to invest in R&D for all the business directions that we take, that is a product, customers, geographies, etc. FY23 was exceptionally due to sudden drop in revenue in H2. We will be looking at R&D spend in terms of percentage of revenue rather than overall spend, and would be working to maintain it at level of 25 to 30%.
Also, last year in FY23, we did 121 CR of research and development expenses. So, can you please give us what are the top three components of this? Any broad, broad fields, what are the top three components?
Aditya, your voice is not very clear. Probably we'll need to ask the question, repeat the question.
Yeah. Am I audible better now?
No. There is a disturbance actually. Voice is cracking actually.
You can come closer to the mic.
I'll fall back in the queue. I'll join it later.
Yes.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Jatinder Agarwal, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. So I have two questions. Can you quantify in terms of number of corporates that would be there for this SMB business? Like you said, your target market is around that 500 endpoints. So how many such corporates are there in India? And what type of revenue run rate do you get from each of these corporates, at least on an average, for us as an outsider to understand what type of ticket size do we build on a individual corporate size?
So, if I have to tell you about the enterprise product customer size, see, at present I don't have the figures, but I would say that when it comes to the consumer business, we are definitely market leader. But when it comes to the enterprise business, there is a big potential for Quickheel to grow. So. Since we have come out with so many different kind of products, we will able to grab more and more customers on board. At present, I don't have the numbers of total number of customer size actually.
So we are already clocking somewhere about 100 odd crores, right? So on the enterprise side, if you could quantify what is the market size for the products that have already been launched and one that you think will come online in FY24?
So in the SMB space, actually in the endpoint security space, we would be having market share of roughly around 20 to 25%.
So you're saying that the total market is anywhere about 500 to 600 odd crores. Is that a good estimate?
That is the SMB part.
Yes, the SMB part.
And there is still another vertical, which is a mid-sized part.
Right.
And there is a big potential for Quickheel to grow.
Okay. But do we already have products now launched for the mid-corporate?
Yes, we already have few customers from mid-size on board.
And what is the ticket size, the endpoint numbers that you are having in the mid-corporate?
No, that numbers, bifurcation we don't have at present.
Okay.
500 to 1500 roughly endpoints that we can categorize as mid-size market.
1200 to 1500?
Yeah.
Perfect.
500 to 1500.
Perfect. And my second question is related to this US, where we are one of the corporates that has got selected, and you have other corporates. Can you give us a thought process how we as outsiders should look at this initiative. Is it something just on the R&D side, or is this something which will eventually become monetizable in terms of efforts that you take?
No, it's
could
answer not
over a three-year period, even I'm okay with that.
I'll explain. So NIST collaboration is all about collaborating as an industry leader onto a segment where this is a U.S. government entity where they work collaboratively with the industry experts, and wherein even they take input from industry, cybersecurity industry, to form the best practices and even the compliances and laws for the across government as well as the industries. And they have invited for such companies who are working in data privacy or data privacy related technologies. And we had a product which we recently launched, the 1.0 for our data privacy, which is HawkScan, and which was sent there, and they really liked it, so they considered as one of the collaborator for their future discussions on these best practices into the industry. And this will help us in terms of reaching the right audiences and be visible to the industry in different countries, because it's a very known entity which works on different compliance related documents as well as policy makers for different verticals across the industry. And this will definitely give us a good visibility across different industries. Our marketing definitely will try to make use of this opportunity to convert it into a good opportunity to showcase our skills and grab the business, actually.
Okay. And one very small, stupid question to add on to this. So this is B2B and B2G also, is it?
Right.
Sorry?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. B2B as well as B2G. Right.
Perfect. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press *1 on a touchtone telephone to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, hope I'm audible better now.
Yeah.
So I'd like to continue with the research and development part. Last year, FY23, we did 121 crores of research and development expenses. So what will be the top three components of this research and development expense? Can you please explain this?
So Aditya, research and development largely includes manpower costs. Then we have certain technical collaboration charges, and since most of the development happened over cloud, then the cloud cost also is part of research and development. But largely, you can say the single largest element would be manpower cost.
Okay, understood. And the last question, how will the sales and marketing cost trend going forward? We believe that it should increase because the products will be launched, and once the products are successfully placed in the market, then it should decrease. So is this understanding correct?
Yeah, so your understanding for, so basically it will have two elements. Your understanding for new products would be is correct, since new products or new thing would require incremental additional effort, hence the cost would be higher. But at similar cost, our standard product can be sold higher at our existing cost. So broadly, whatever spend we have incurred on account of sales and marketing in this year, next year also it will remain similar, but with substantially higher sales number.
Okay, thank you. Those were my questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press *1 on the touchtone telephone to ask a question. Uh, Our next question is from the line of Ramakrishnan V. from Equity Intelligence. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Can you give us a breakup? What is the number of license you have sold and what is the average realization? Is it this volume driven? Is there an impact in the volume or is it an impact in the price? And also in case of enterprise?
Hi, Ramakrishnan. So basically, our ARPU has increased during the year, and it has been increasing increasing over last few years. But as a matter of practice, we don't share number of licenses or ARPU in absolute terms.
Okay, ARPU has increased in case of retail as well as in the enterprise.
Yeah.
And what is the cash in the book as of now, after the buyback and all that we have done?
We have close to 200 crore rupees as cash and cash equivalent in our books.
Okay. Okay, that's all from me.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, I would like to understand the revenue composition of 100 crores of the enterprise segment. Like, what architecture bring how much revenue? I would like to understand this part.
So, Aditya, predominantly 90% plus revenue comes from our hero product, which is endpoint protection.
Endpoint protection. Okay. Thank you. And one more question, like it's not a question, it's just a concern that I'd like to share. What we believe is that CD drive from the laptop has now completely vanished, I believe. So I guess pushing the product while the laptop is being sold at the store would be difficult. So don't you think this is a concern for us, for the distribution channel? And also, why aren't we emphasizing enough on selling this retail product online? Because when I Google, I barely find Quick Heal anywhere. McCafe is there and other products are there. Even free products are there. But it's difficult to find Quick Heal easily on internet. Like obviously jumping to the website and Flipkart works, but I don't see any other optimization else.
So the answer to your second question first, that we are fairly available in online, be it our own website, which is quickheal.co.in, as well as we are market leader in marketplaces, which includes both Flipkart as well as Amazon. This is part one. Second, your first question was with respect to CD drive. See, the way everything has digitalized in similar fashion, our product also get burned basis the available code. So from that perspective, I don't think that... And in fact, none of our competition also provides their antivirus in CDs.
So even we are not providing our products in CDs?
Yeah, no, we are not providing. No one provides.
Oh, sorry, my bad then. It's my bad. I'm extremely sorry.
No, sure.
So those were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management from Quick Heal Technologies Limited for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorem Advisors. Thank you. Stay safe and healthy.
On behalf of Quick Heal Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference.